classified 25, or it'll be taxed as 25% commercial and 75% residential. Any beyond that, any subsequent properties that you would own would be taxed at the 100% commercial rate. You can designate which one you choose to be at that first rate. Again, you will get a letter in the mail in 2 weeks with that decision, and you can email the clerk's office for our full reasoning and why. Have a great one. Bye.
On Beechner that you just called?
Yes.
The front of his, I guess you read it, he's saying valuation's wrong and other basis, so I don't know if that means anything. And there's two others that have valuation or exemption. There's a Rokita Dennis, or Dennis Rokita.
That's the last one on our list.
You did that one?
No.
He was evaluation. And then this Cindy W. Fisher is classification, exemption, and other. And she is 2021-436. Everything else, straight classification, it looks like.
Well,
is there a more detailed of why he's doing evaluation?
Well, I'll be happy. Let's look at one of these and see, and we can make a valuation decision.
You're saying the buildings are identical, but being treated differently.
That's the one I just went through with Harry.
No, this is Bunker Ridge.
The one I know, but Harry had that paper for me to look at. We just looked those up. 7350.
Yeah, that's not us. Well,
Harry just brought that paper to me. And
yeah, that's like 810,000. These are like 116.
Yeah, that's part of the other.
We have basically 102,000, 102,000, 102,000, 102,000.
BOE 393 is what we're trying to get to.
Oh, what is our 388?
That would explain it.
Okay.
393?
Yep.
That's Point Royal condo.
Yeah, that's the one we're looking at, right? Rokita, David. Or were you trying to look at another one?
She was looking at a different one. We were all...
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
My fault.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
There we go.
Purchase price, 80. Opinion of value, 120.
120. Are we sure we're on the same one? 128 Bunker Ridge. Yeah, I mean, we have opinion of our value here that the assessor's office has is 83,567.
It's also classification. No, not classification.
Valuation.
Other basis for approval. See attached. Opinion of market values.
His letter states something about furniture. I purchased the property 7/31 of 2020. The increase in the appraisal is
8.93 million Americans who moved.
Well, you've got Flex. Maybe you can look it up, Jeff, and see.
I
don't see his
me.
Sales letter here for you guys to see.
Well,
what
but
he
said his opinion of value is 120, and we're at 83.
It's calling. Hey, this isn't a classification one. This at least.
Maybe he's concerned about. Well, I don't know. If he's rallying to 120, I'm not sure.
No, he's not a nightly rattle. He's got 0-0, so.
It's not.
Okay, let's.
We've only got him at 83. Could be she.
Hello.
Hello, Dennis.
No, Rokita, Mr. Dennis.
Mr. Dennis, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you doing?
Okay.
Hey, we're looking at your appeal here on your 128 Bunker Ridge condo. And what's the number that you were wanting us to lower the appraised value to?
Well, I can't see it going up over... It went up over 12.679%.
Okay.
In a year.
So I, on your appeal, it appears that your that the value that you were wanting it to lower to is $120,000. Is that correct?
No, I don't know where you're getting that figure from.
What is that?
It
says opinion of market value.
Okay,
so you purchased this in 7/31/19 for $80,000. Is that correct?
Correct, but that included $20,000 in furniture and fixtures.
Okay, you have a on this sheet. It asked for an opinion of market value as of January 1, and you put down $120,000. That's what was confusing us.
No, that's it. You said you asked me what I would sell it for. You asked me that question. What I would sell it for? I don't want
on the card.
To sell it, but for $120,000, I would.
Right. Okay.
See you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I got you.
Sounds like a factory piece.
Yeah, sir, the 12 point whatever percent increase on that, there was a index increase across the board, that had happened and, on all residential properties. And
where did you get your market valuations from?
Well, and this is, and we're an independent board. We're looking at it, but I mean, the assessor's office got it, but they put it in.
You're not getting the fair market value. I don't know where you got fingers from, because you can't even get. There's nothing for sale out there in Branson, so I don't know how you got comparables.
Okay, so would you? I guess I'm a little bit confused. Are you saying it's worth more than what the county has it on for?
No, it was worth $80,000 minus 20 for furniture and fixtures would put me down for 60. Actually, I paid property, personal, I had all this stuff out.
Personal property tax, sure.
I paid for $40,000 for possessions. Contents.
How many bedrooms do you have, sir?
I'm paying for 40, and I'm saying I got 20.
Okay. Thank you.
What can you lower it to? I don't have my glasses on. Oh, boy.
Can I say something?
Yeah. The assessor's here, Susan Chapman. She does has something.
I understand your disappointment if you just bought it and you had that price. The assessor's office, we're not allowed to use the MLS to see what people paid for things. So I'm guessing since you bought it in, 19 or 20?
Multiple listings.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you is when you changed hands, when it went into your name, we would have sent you a sales letter, and if you had filled that out, we would have had a clue that things are going down out there. But I'm thinking we don't have one.
You're talking very low. Are you on speaker?
Yes, sir. Oh.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Hang on.
I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay. So, again, this is Missouri. The assessor is not allowed to use the MLS to price property. We use a cost program called Honeycutt, and we just figure it by cost. If I get sales letters in that tell me that condos in your area sold for less, I will typically lower them all the way across the board if that's the going trend. I am your new assessor, so I've only been here since September, and so
I don't know. You're basing it on market value, and I explained in that letter that I got unique comment. Common elements that raise the market value of my property, but they're not mine. I got a front sidewalk unique to me. I'm the only one that can use it. It comes right off the steps into my front door. I got a patio on the back side they're all included in my association dues, but they're not my property, but they do increase my market value. I don't think I should be taxed on something that's not mine.
So, I hear you, sir. The valuation on it, I'm pretty familiar with those condos out there, and I mean, based on, I mean, you agreed.
You raised it 12.67%. And haven't gone up that much, and you didn't lower it last year when the market took a dive. You didn't lower it last year.
You're right. We did not. And
well, how come you don't lower it? And then, you know, you can't have it both. You shouldn't be able to have it both ways. And basically, my increase was making up for last year.
I will say, sir, that and I eat, live, breathe this, that the values in condos and residentials did go up even last year, sir. And I realized
I can't even dispute that. There are nothing for sale at Point Royale.
I know that makes your property more valuable than what it was. The
well, how can I get comparables?
Well, I'm just saying I don't know.
I'll sell it for $120.
Right. So here's the bottom line is everybody got an increase. You're not alone in that. Okay. I agree. I'm not crazy about a 12 point whatever percent increase in a year. I think that's a strong increase. I agree with you, but, I am the $83,560 is below market value by a significant amount. And, I'm going to make a motion that we deny your request.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second.
So you're saying that's the value of the property itself, the real estate, not the personal property.
Correct.
The appraised value.
I don't agree with you.
Well, there are, and I know those condos, and I know a lot of them come furnished, but there are a lot of them, sir, that do not come furnished.
Yeah, a lot of my pictures are very nice. I didn't remodel or anything to mine. So I'm not a Cadillac now. I got a Chevy model. I
mean,
I see some very lovely condos where they invested a lot of money.
Hey, I drive a Chevy, man. Come on. Dennis, I understand the concern.
Well, so
and
you're basically telling me there's nothing you can do and I just wasted all my time and
not necessarily. We like to hear, but you can, if you do not like our decision, you can appeal to the State Tax Commission. You'll be getting a letter in the mail in the next 2 weeks with our decision, and you can. It'll have it can. It has a phone number on there.
Yeah, and they're going to tell me the same thing.
Probably. I understand. Look, mine went up too, and
it ain't right. I mean, come on.
I hear you, sir. Hey, we have a big docket. We got to get to. We got more bad news to deliver. So, Mr. Dennis.
All right,
have a good one. Bye-bye. We have a motion, we have a second to deny Mr. Dennis's appeal on valuation. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion stands.
Well, we picked the good ones for the last day, didn't we?
At least it's different. That one was kind of like more than normal, like normal years.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we always get...
The only other one you have where she's got... Besides classification, and she's got exemption, and that's number 436. Cindy Fisher, did you do that one already?
I think we did it.
430
what?
2021, 436.
Oh, no, we haven't. Cindy Fisher. Majestic Point.
It's a value, or it's a classification, I'm sure, right? I mean,
Majestic? She's got classification, she's got exemption, and she's got other. So.
What's an exemption? I mean, outside of our world of exemptions, what's an exemption?
I really think they're marking everything because they're just mad about everything.
Yeah, that's great. Somebody else is mad.
Welcome to my world.
We signed up for this.